Of course I didn't chuck it in the rift. Victoria had just given me the most important object on planet Earth, and she'd ordered me to throw it away. Things you need to know about Captain Jack Harkness. 1. Doesn't follow orders. 2. Kisses gift horses in the mouth. I'd known about the committee for some time. The Queen had been rather hazy about her involvement in it, or how the Russian branch of Torchwood had been embroiled in the whole soggy mess. All that had resulted was a whole lot of paperwork and death. This is what happens when you don't let an expert get involved. I said that to her. She laughed at me. Then she gave me the red key and told me to dispose of it. It looked just like a locket, but I knew it was hiding something. Part of the locket screamed, "Open me!" And don't tell anyone. I knew better. Again, most powerful object in the world, seemingly causing widespread upheaval to the whole of Russia, and she suggested that I toss it away. So I took it to Wales. After all, Wales, what's the worst that could happen? Okay, right then, fine. Quite a lot. In my defense, screw it. No one ever trusts anyone who says, "in my defense." You always know, right then and there, that they messed up big time. In my defense, I had a careful plan. Right. The plan went like this. 1. Go back to Torchwood, Cardiff. 2. Find out all about their rift because, and I'm telling you now, I had theories about how that was created. 3. Settle in for a long wait. If I was right, that rift would be a massive battery. And you know who would pop in from time to time to recharge a ship. When that happened, I would thumb a lift. 4. Find a way to use the red key for fun. Friendship, maybe more. 5. Save the world. Actually, you see, point 5 got in the way quite a bit. Not my fault. But Cardiff, I'm telling you, that city has everything. Interstellar threats, alien war games, and drunken sailors. The last bit isn't really connected to the first two. I mean, I'd love it to be, but sadly, no. Anyway, rest assured, Captain Jack Harkness is brilliant with all three. Especially the drunken sailors. He rises early in the morning. Oh dear, happy, happy days. It was quite a summer, and a winter, and another summer. The thing about Cardiff is you don't really notice the time passing because of all the rain. The seasons merge into one.